So Bhagavad Gita is technically viewed in three different divisions. The first six chapters are about karma. And as you'll see, the fifth chapter is also entitled Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. The intermediate six chapters discuss bhakti very explicitly, very clearly. And the last six chapters are most weigh in on metaphysics or jnana yoga. Here, this upcoming chapter, now chapter four, is called Transcendental Knowledge. And you'll see there are certain ingredients which contributes to the development of understanding in Bhagavad Gita. Action is one. Everyone has to act. Knowledge is another. How much knowledge do we actually have about the principles of spiritual life, about its goal? There's these two things, sadhana and sadhya. How much do we know about Krishna? It's not just all one. As Krishna will point out, according to the degree of our knowledge and understanding, the result changes, the result varies. Then there's actually meditation, or what we use our consciousness. Of course, in chapter 6, Dhyana Yoga, Krishna will talk about sort of classical meditation as is done in Ashtanga or Hatha Yoga system. But the essence of meditation is to actually be able to focus the mind. So action, knowledge, meditation. But ultimately, all of these things only give knowledge, only give benefit, any type of benefit, to the degree that they come in contact with devotion. Without devotion, you get no result. The karmi gets no result. The karma yogi gets no result. The hatha yogin gets no result. Somehow or another, all of these yogic practices have to be in contact with some degree of bhakti. So these four things we're going to keep seeing, but not only are they there, but they're also there in a quantitative and a qualitative degrees. So qualitatively deeper and quantitatively deeper. Up to now, Krishna has spoken about the Supreme, and he's also mentioned to me, but who is he? So what we've read up to now is called spiritual knowledge, knowledge of the difference between the body and the soul. That's like the ABC of Bhagavad Gita. And then we now have transcendental knowledge. What is transcendental knowledge? That knowledge by which we actually understand who is Krishna and what our relationship with him is. And this knowledge, Krishna says, nahi jnani na sadrisham. There's nothing better than this. This then becomes the essence which we all have to have in order to be Krishna conscious. We have to know who Krishna is, and then being conscious of him in all of our activities, we then advance in spiritual life. So, very important, you know some of these verses yourself, Paritanaya sadunam, Vidanasya saduskritam, yada yada hidharmasya. So Krishna is speaking this knowledge so that we actually become convinced not only that he is the sadhya, he is the goal, but that everything that he says we should take to heart because it's good for us.